Hello and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hi, Brent Weinbach. I'm Rob F.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fine. I just took a little nap before in my car before I walked into your, into the headquarters.
A power nap.
A little power nap for the episode. All pumped up right now. I know the listeners can't tell that because I probably sound like I'm not pumped up, but I am pumped.
You should be pumped. I mean, this is the episode to be pumped up about.
Right. Before we get to today's topic, I just wanted to had a couple things to mention. One is I was listening to some Genesis stuff on Audio Overload, which is the old program we used to use to play some of the music, and I found that the sound quality for some of the Genesis stuff is actually better on Audio Overload than when you hear it through Game Music Box, which is what we usually use.
Wait, for Genesis?
For Genesis stuff, yeah. It seemed like for Super Nintendo stuff, Game Music Box had better quality. Basically, I was just listening to a bunch of different tracks, and I was just finding that the quality is different for Audio Overload and Game Music Box. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. Game Music Box is the easiest to use, so we'll probably just continue to use that. But I just wanted to point that out in case anybody uses those programs, that Audio Overload sometimes has better quality. The Genesis tracks seem more clear and crisp.
Well, this is very crucial news for myself, because you know how I feel about the Genesis as a whole.
Right. I mean, the differences are subtle.
Right. Sometimes it's the subtle differences that matter, my friend.
That are the most crucial.
Absolutely.
Next up on the agenda, the pre-show agenda, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
We had a caller who I think her name is Eileen, but I couldn't really hear her name very well. But she called in to correct us on a couple things. She's a Japanese speaking listener, and she wanted to point out the different we were talking about on the last episode, Nihon and Nippon.
I remember, yes.
And she said that they're both mean the same thing. So she wanted to clarify that basically it's similar to saying the USA and the States or something
that.
The United States or something like that. So Nihon, Nippon, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. And she wanted to correct us on some pronunciation stuff. On last episode, I mentioned the name Ryuichi Sakamoto, and she wanted to point out that it's actually Ryuichi Sakamoto, and she's right. That makes sense. And that actually for Street Fighter, it's not Ryu, it's Ryu.
What? Two corrections.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, you know what? Come on, Eileen. I swear, well, he means at this moment, you mean everything. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. Okay.
Well,
I'm not sure her name is Eileen, but even if it isn't Eileen and it sounds like Eileen, then we could still sing the song.
Hey, with you in that dress, my thoughts I confess verge on dirty.
Oh wow, I didn't know you knew the lyrics that well.
Come on, Eileen.
now it sounds like you're calling me Eileen.
Well, to Eileen, let me just say sumimasen.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah. Apologizing. Yeah.
And I think that was probably pronounced correctly, right?
I hope so. If not, I'm sure we'll be getting a phone call from Eileen again. And if you want to give us a call, please do. 281-SONIC-91.
And thanks for the call, too.
Yeah.
We always welcome all the calls, and thanks for listening. Okay, so that's that, and
let's probably mention our sponsor.
Yeah, let's mention our sponsor. Destiny Games.
They are in Canton, Michigan, 42134 Ford Road. Give them a call, 734-404-5548.
And they were kind enough to donate a couple new games to us recently.
Right, we got a recent delivery at Legacy Music Hour headquarters.
Street Fighter 2010, the final fight.
You know, I remember borrowing that cartridge, but I don't remember what this is. Is it? It's not a two-person fighter, right?
It sort of is. I mean, I guess each level you do fight somebody. Yeah. It is, but it's not a one screen. There's a, the the screen is bigger than the TV screen. I mean, you can move throughout the area, I think. I don't know. I haven't played it yet. So, and then the other game was Toad Jam and Earl.
Oh, fresh. Freshio.
That's the word to describe that game with, because I think that's what, you know, that's the kind of a vibe that a game has, I think, right? It's like a fresh vibe.
And you know, I finally found something I want to put on my wish list.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. What is it?
Pit Fighter.
For what system?
The Sega Genesis.
I'll tell you this. Watch out for Pit Fighter on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's probably equally as... Well, it was released first on the Genesis, and it's... I don't remember it getting very good reviews at all, but it's just nostalgic, and it has a lot of memories for me from my childhood.
I mean, you can probably get that for 3 cents on eBay.
Hey, it'll probably be at Legacy Music Hour headquarters tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The call has been put out.
It's nice of you to aim low.
Hey, it just came to me, and I was doing some research, and then I saw Pit Fighter, and I said, that's my game.
And this is going to kind of segue into our topic for today a little bit, but on the topic of you pronouncing things correctly or incorrectly.
Yes.
I found out recently, from an episode that we recorded, but we're not going to release, which we'll talk about in a second, that you studied Japanese for 3 years.
Yes.
And I didn't know that, actually. Or maybe you mentioned it to me in the past, but I forgot something.
Right.
So that's interesting.
It was something that I was taking very seriously because I wanted to go to Japan. I'm a big fight fan.
You mean sumo wrestling?
of MMA fighting.
Uh-huh, yeah, I know.
I would love to go to a sumo match.
I would love to go to a sumo match, too, actually.
But I read those. There's a lot of... fixing that goes on in those fights as well.
Oh, right.
A lot
okay.
of big money involved. Okay, yeah. But still, it would be nice to see. And I wanted to go and experience the culture because I'm fascinated by Japanese culture.
Right.
So I took 3 years when I was in college when I thought it would be cool. And most of it's forgotten by now, but some of it is stuck. I try to apply it every once in a while.
That's something to acknowledge. You didn't sure. correct me when I said Ryuichi Sakamoto.
It's one of those things that eluded me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when a foreigner comes to the U.S. and then they speak English and then they mispronounce words. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's what my Japanese sounds like.
Oh, right.
You know?
Uh-huh. Well, now what I mentioned about this episode we didn't release is, if you remember from our last episode, we were supposed to release on Wednesday funny music. That was supposed to be the theme. And we had a couple comedians come on, and we had a really fun time with them. It was a really funny episode, actually. But we had some technical difficulties, and essentially their microphones weren't working.
Their microphones were off, even though they were red. Well, it's a whole technical deal we had here. But
so you can hear us very well,
right?
But you can only hear them sort of in the background, or our microphones are sort of picking them up. And anyway, we decided it was just... Well, actually, they didn't even really want the episode to be released because you just couldn't hear them very well. So we're going to re-record that episode at a later date. And we will, just because some funny stuff came out of that episode, we'll release that episode we recorded as a bonus thing later on as well.
Right.
So, you know, anyway, that's the reason why this episode is late, by the way, also, is that we didn't know what to do. We basically didn't have, we recorded that episode to be released on Wednesday. It didn't get released. Now we're recording this episode, and this will probably come out on Friday. So,
you know, and the thing with the funny episode is that usually it's the music that we want to make sure it comes out clear. And in this past episode, the music would have been clear, but since we had our two guest comedians and they were putting out such great stuff, we couldn't sacrifice what they were producing, you know.
Right, out of respect to them as comedians and stuff, we just thought we would re-record the episode and, you know, hopefully there'll be some funny stuff out of the next time we do it too. But, So that brings us to today's topic, which is not funny music, but it is instead boss music.
Boss.
So, you know, that's why I'm pumped. That's why I took the nap before coming in here, is I wanted to be ready for this boss episode. And it's all boss music.
Yes.
Is all it is. And that's what we'll be doing. So that will be our episode 42 instead of funny music. So watch out for funny music. It'll be coming. but this is Boss Music.
Right.
And so, yeah, I guess you're going to start us off.
Yes, I am. I am going to start it off with one of my favorite composers on the show, David Wise.
Mm-hmm.
He composed music for a title by the name of Donkey Kong Country.
Right. And also, he did the soundtrack with Evelyn Fisher, I believe, too, right?
Mm-hmm. And this is the final Boss Music, which I like. I didn't have a Super Nintendo, which I've discussed on previous episodes. And I didn't know about this game until you played a song for the Spa episode.
Yeah.
The New Age. It's not the Spa episode. The New Age episode.
Yeah.
So I was listening to some tracks from that, and I really like that soundtrack. This is a track called Gangplank Galleon to kick off today's episode, Boss Music. There's music from David Wise, Gangplank Galleon from the game Donkey Kong Country. I like that beginning part when it tricks you.
Tricks you.
Oh, very deceiving.
Uh-huh.
To me, it almost sounds like a kid's show.
You want me to go back to that?
Sure. Yeah. Let's start off. Hi, kids. Welcome to Donkey Kong Country. My name's Mr. F. How are you, kids? We're going to have some fun.
That's what the F stands for.
Oh, you know what I'll do? Watch this. We're going to have some fun today, aren't we, kids? We sure are. No. We sure are. We sure are. No. We sure are. You know, something like that.
Actually, it worked even with that the high pitch one too. You know,
that was like
that worked too. We sure are, you know.
But yeah, I like the guitar.
Right. There's some kind of similar guitar in that aquatic ambience one that we played on the Spa episode.
Sure,
also, yeah.
Sure.
This kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that sort of sustained kind of one note kind of thing.
Absolutely. You beat this game, right?
Yeah, I beat it, yeah.
Was that boss easy?
I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't that hard, you know? I mean, I don't remember this game being terribly hard. So.
Oh, you know what? Hold on.
I actually haven't played this game since, you know, when it came out, around the time it came out, you know?
Have you beat every game that you're going to present today?
Let's see. I beat out of the 8-9 tracks I selected, I beat, I think, 7 of them.
Jeez. Out of the 8 track I selected, I'm only beaten 3. But I haven't played the other one, so whatever.
Right. I've played all of the games. I've played all of the games I selected.
Of the games that I have selected, I have beat 3 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 for 3.
Well, all right. I'll tell you which ones I beat, which ones I didn't.
Okay.
Maybe I won't. Oh, no, I haven't done that with yours, though. I was going to say maybe I beat some of yours, though, too.
We'll see.
Well, I did, actually. I beat Donkey Kong Country, actually.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to start my... My list off with Alkahest. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. This is music by Jun Ishikawa. Played music from this game in the past.
Okay.
Really good soundtrack. This is a game I bought in Japan and a couple of years ago, and I beat it. Really good game. And this is the final boss, Alkahest, first form. There's a second form or whatever. And, but this is the first form, from Alkahest. Music from Alkahest, music composed by Jun Ishikawa, who composed a lot of music for the Kirby games, the Kirby franchise.
Right.
And this is the track called Alkahest, the final boss, and this is the first form for the Super Famicom.
It's nice.
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's not ominous. Like a lot of boss songs are.
I mean, but it's frenetic.
Sure, but yeah. I'm saying it's not dark.
Right, you know? Right, I guess, yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe the second form, it gets darker, maybe. I forgot. Oh, really? I forgot what the second form sounded like, but...
Yeah, I couldn't use my voice for this one.
This doesn't quite
make sense.
Right, right.
My ominous voice.
Well, this is more like courageous, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I can see it, yeah. That this being the final battle, the final, the last stand.
Yeah. I mean, there's some interesting boss music coming up from on my end, actually.
I would like to play a track from a game we've heard from before.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
For the Sega Genesis.
By the way, I beat Alkahest, but go, yeah.
Oh,
I was
going to
ask you if you beat this game, yeah.
Midnight Resistance, yes. I beat. It's not very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very difficult. Well, in the normal setting, I'm sure if you put on the hard setting. If there is a hard setting, I can't remember. It's a long time ago. The composers for this game are Azusa Hara.
By the way, just a note, this episode isn't just focusing on final boss music. It's just, you know, it's boss music
boss
in general.
Music.
So, you know, if at the end of the level it's a boss, you know, whatever, then that kind of thing. But it could be final boss.
Final boss,
final
first
boss.
Mini
boss.
Bossa Nova.
They should. I don't think there's been any boss music with a bossa nova beat. Has there?
Not that I know. Huh. Boston, music from the group Boston. Mm-hmm. The composers for the game Midnight Resistance are Azusa Hara, Tatsuya Kyuchi, Hitomi Komatsu, Hitoshi Sakimoto, and Hiroaki Yoshida. This is Boss 2 music for the second boss, and it's called In the Forest from the game Midnight Resistance. Midnight Resistance, In the Forest, Boss 2 music. That bass has a very 80s feel to me. Like car chases going on. Boss music.
I'm gonna have to give this game a listen all the way through.
Oh, you know what? That's sounds also on my wish list. Midnight Resistance.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun game. It's two player too. It's Contra clone. You know. But fun.
I've got a game here lined up. I don't know. It's kind of obscure. It's called Final Fantasy II for the U.S.
I think
release.
I heard about that. Yeah. It was just it was a one off thing, right?
Yeah. It was kind of like. I don't know.
They're just trying something.
It's just like for hardcore gamers, you know. Like,
yeah,
you know,
heard about it.
No, this is Final Fantasy 2/4, 4 in Japan, 2 mm-hmm. you know, in North America, and this is of course music composed by Nobuo Uematsu, and this is the boss music, not the final boss, but just the boss music, or it's one of the boss musics. That you hear, one of the boss music pieces, I should say. And it's just got a really kind of disco-y sound to it, actually, which I like. Bass has got kind of a disco feel to it. But it also has an orchestral feel, too. It's that classic combination that Uematsu does with sort of an orchestral sound with a sort of kind of pop, kind of rock sound also, you know? But this is more of a disco sound. Anyway, this is it. Boss music from Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Final Fantasy II, North America. That's not the name of the game. I mean, II in North America.
Right.
And this is music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is boss music. And, like I said, it has that orchestral sound, but also the sort of disco rock sound also, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I really like the bridge part of the song.
Right.
Where this part... First of all, that's a little bit of a reprise from the bridge of the main theme. A little bit of a reprise And then I like this part. Hear the bass? And then the bass gets really kind of funky here too, actually. It's good. This song is just really good. I played this at one of our at the dance party.
That's where I remember it from.
I think it's pretty danceable.
Okay. I am, let's see. I would like to play a track. Let's go Supercalcimania 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is, there's actually a two-part.
Yeah.
It's a two-part song, but I'm only going to play the first part.
Yeah.
Because the second part, you can actually hear at another point during the game, I think.
Right. It's like a reprise. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, actually. Yeah. I've beaten this game, by the way. It's not on my list.
Did you beat that last game?
I beat Final Fantasy II, okay. And I beat Super Castlevania IV. Actually, I got Castlevania IV for $2 and sealed in the box.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, brand new. I got it $2. Yeah.
Did you open it?
Yeah. I opened it and beat it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's a good deal. That's what I call a good deal.
Yeah. I got, yeah.
$2.
Yeah.
How much do you think that listed for originally?
I don't know, but I got it from somebody who wasn't really, they were kind of just selling stuff really cheap. They sold all Nintendo games for $1, and they sold, it was actually this collector store in Berkeley, California, and I got it in, I think I got it in 2001 or 2002, I think in 2002 I got it, and they sold all Super Nintendo games for $2, it didn't matter which game it was, and they sold all Nintendo games for $1. And I got a bunch of games for $1. I got Castlevania for $1. I got Mega Man 2 for $1. And Super Castlevania 4, $2. And it didn't matter to him that it was wrapped and stuff. And it was, you know, still in the package and everything.
Wow.
It didn't really matter to me either, to be honest. I don't really care about stuff like that. I just care about the game, you know.
Right.
Anyway.
Hey, I care about a good deal if it comes my way. I'd be very proud of that. Super Castlevania 4, the composer's... are Masanori Adachi and Taro Kudoku. No, Kudou.
Mm-hmm.
Taro Kudou. And this is the final boss music. I'm going final boss, and the track is called Dracula Battle for the Super Nintendo. SNES. Dracula Battle from Super Castlevania 4 for the SNES. So,
I think that the beginning sounds like New Age music.
New Age.
Yeah.
I didn't play this game, but I was watching the gameplay on YouTube. And there was a comment that I thought was pretty good, considering I played the NES games.
Yeah.
And that's that in the in this game, the Dracula is in the series. Dracula is, he's got a, it's not just a vampire. I'm going to suck your blood. You know, it's just a dark force, almost like a dark god.
Mm.
And this music, I think, captures that perfectly.
Mm.
Mm. The gameplay, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because I didn't play it. So maybe this comment is going to sound a little just
controversial,
a little bit, maybe naive, but it just, I don't know. I would have been upset if it's just, you know, he opens his cape and he's just firing three shots.
Oh, uh-huh. I can't remember actually what happens with the boss, you know? I played it and beat it, you know, in around 2002 or 2003 or something like that. It's been several years, so.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure if leading up to this, it's good. You know, the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, he probably turns into some monster, right, or something? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't want to give away the whole ending.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Someone out there might still be playing, trying to figure
it out. Someone out there might be getting a good deal.
If you have scored Super Castlevania 4 for under $2, please email us. Let us know. Send us a scanned image of the receipt. I would like to see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, packaged, unopened, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to play something from Second Densetsu 3. This is the sequel to Secret of Mana. And a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. This is music by Hiroki Kikuta. And this is the final boss. And this is it's called The Sacrifice Part 3. So it's the main, when you're fighting the final boss, and it's in the main part of fighting the final boss.
The big sacrifice.
Yeah. And so this is an interesting song, just the rhythm of it, the way the rhythm changes. Oh, actually, the boss music in both the Secret of Manas, or for the Super Nintendo ones, they're really kind of, just they do some interesting things. And anyway, this one does something interesting too. We'll play it, and then I'll point out the part that I think is really interesting. But it's really good. It's a really good piece, though. Anyway, so The Sacrifice, Part 3 from Second Densetsu 3. This is music by Hiroki Kikuta for the Super Famicom. We'll be right back. This is music from Seiken Densetsu 3, The Sacrifice, Part 3, music by Hiroki Kikuta.
If that's the third sacrifice, I can only imagine what 1 and 2 are like. I think you have the new record for the longest piece on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I don't know, you know? I mean, if we actually played some of the Outrun tracks in their entirety, because we didn't, you know, ever, those are, I think, 4.5 minutes or something like that, you know? But this is, I think that this piece is about 3 minutes and 45 seconds, I think. Yeah. Because it, you know, it has a whole, is that one last section that only comes on the second time it loops over, you know?
Right.
Well, it's not even a loop, it just, I like this part a lot. Like that. Part's good. I mean, I really like this whole piece, actually. It's just really good. Kind of want to get to that part again that comes up, because it's so unusual how it slows down, and it's boss music, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But it has this mellow kind of sound, you know, but it's, you're still fighting this final boss, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the bass in the beginning part is just so... The thing in Seiken Densetsu 3 is the bosses take a really long time in that game. I mean, you're fighting the bosses for a long time.
Yes.
I like this. This part coming up right here. Nice. Dun, 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 dun. Really like this part. I don't know. Maybe I could fast forward to that part.
If you want. I mean, if you want to let it play.
Yeah.
It's good music.
Yeah.
Especially for boss music.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty... I mean, here it's coming up right here, actually. It's just interesting how it changes color almost, the song, you know? So it's starting to wind down a little bit here. My bass drum is... this part.
Yeah.
This part's so weird to me. I like it, though. It's just... you're fighting a boss. It's just really unusual to me, but I like it a lot. It's almost relaxing, you know? Almost spa-like. Then you get back into it.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. Altered Beast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's in sort of an inside joke, but hopefully it'll make sense to you guys later.
Wait, no. Altered Beast. Altered Beast.
Nah, I just call it Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
Altered Beast. USA. No. Altered Beast. Remember that? USA Up All Night? USA Up All Night. Do you remember that?
No.
USA?
No.
USA Up All Night. No?
Okay. Composer for Altered Beast is Toshio Kai. And the track I'm going to play is called Gaum Hermer. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a Japanese word or if it's maybe Latin style.
Mm-hmm.
Gaum Hermer. No. German? Gaum Hermer? No, that's not like a very, very good. My German impression needs work. That's the name of the track, which is the boss theme. Actually, it's a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the first part is a voice.
Right.
If you could find the voice and then play the track.
Yeah, sure. The
Well, you'll hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this is the final Boss music for.
Oh, final Boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Altered Beast.
Welcome to your doom.
Gaum Hermer from the game Altered Beast, soundtrack by Toshio Kai.
And it's not just the final boss music, it's just the boss music in general.
I
like all the bosses.
Stand corrected. Yeah.
But
I like that voice at the beginning.
Uh-huh. Welcome to your doom.
That's good. And my favorite part of this song is the timpani.
Oh, timpani?
You don't hear enough timpani. anymore, and at all, where I can, and at least in my experience, and so you know, little timpani's got some respect.
Yeah, timpani right there, kind of sounds like a timpani,
yeah.
I think that's what it's trying to simulate, yeah.
And then it progresses, gets faster.
Right, that's funny.
The timpani player has to go into overtime.
You know, I played timpani.
Did you really?
Yeah, I played in the wind ensemble. Yeah.
Did you have to play other instruments in addition to the timpani?
I mean, at the same time?
No.
In the same piece?
Right.
Yeah, no, I played all percussion. I played all percussion instruments.
What else besides the timpani?
You name it. Triangle.
Yeah.
A snare drum, bass drum.
Okay.
Mallet type stuff Glockenspiel, you know?
Mallet type stuff?
Yeah, you know, mallet stuff, you know, like Glockenspiel or marimbas or vibraphone or whatever, you know?
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, yeah. That's a mallet. Oh, yeah, I guess it does use a mallet. Yeah, you're right. I played the whack-a-mole. No, I played all the... You named the percussion instrument. I probably played it.
You've been to a symphony performance, yes?
Sure.
With a timpani player?
Yes.
I like watching them.
Uh-huh.
Because they're only on for a little bit. But then the rest of the time, they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, and then they go and they do their job. And then it's just back. Sitting.
Yeah, I kind of had that kind of experience. Well, a lot of times they'll double up on instruments sometimes.
Well, you know,
because they may only have timpani for a certain part, and so they'll probably also play snare drum or something like that.
Well, it's not exactly like they're going to go to first viola to timpani.
If you're playing multiple instruments as a percussionist, I mean, you're running around a lot sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're playing woodblock,
okay.
And you got to run around and, you know, get to it. I was in a symphony orchestra once, and we played Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Okay.
And there's some big cymbal crashes, and they were me. Right. I was supposed to be playing the cymbals,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Crash cymbals. And I just totally blew it and came in at the wrong time. I mean, I didn't totally blow it, but I came in, you know, there's a part in Rhapsody in Blue where it goes, and I just go, the cymbal crash comes in, something like that, and I just came in at like, no, I it's hard to actually recreate the how to do it in the wrong, but it's like, maybe I just went dun dun dun, you know, like it's. I don't know. It wasn't super noticeable, but it was bad. I listened to the recording of it, and it just. I always am like, I'm really messed up on
that. You know,
it's like an important part of the song. You know,
someone that only has seen the airline commercials, and then went to go see it live. There was a lot of expectations riding high on that performance, and you might have ruined it for him.
Somebody might have flown on United right to the concert
just for that reason alone.
So I messed that up.
I wish I had some clash cymbals.
Crash cymbals.
I wish I had some of that right now.
Well, what I can give you is a track from a game called Secret of Mana. We heard from Seiken Densetsu 3. This is the one before that, Secret of Mana. Again, music by Hiroki Kukuta. And this is boss music. It's not the final boss. I played the final boss already on previous episode. Actually, we used it in the dance party video, you know. Mm-hmm. But this is just the regular boss music in the game, and it's called Danger, and this is for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Secret of Mana. This is Danger, music composed by Hiroki Kukuta. And, you know, it's funny, this music really turns at a certain point into something different, you know? Right now it sounds like kind of typical boss music, you know, just stuff is happening. And then at a certain point, it just becomes kind of very poppy and dancey, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was talking about this. I was talking about something recently with a couple different people, actually, about how much of me liking video game music has to do with how much of it is nostalgic value. And for me, most of it is not nostalgic value. I just think it's really good music, you know?
Okay.
But there is a part in the song, though, that I do like for nostalgic reasons, but I also think it's really good also. But it does remind me of when I was first playing this game around when it came out and just how awesome this game is and how fun it was to play the bosses to this music, you know? Because right here, here comes the part that I like a lot. This is where I really start to like the song a lot. You know? It's just fun. It feels like you're having fun fighting a boss, you know? It feels like you're winning, you know?
But it's fun playing with the boss.
This part right here, this part's nostalgic to me. You know, something about that part just really, and it's nostalgic, but I really like that part of the song too. And I like this part too right here coming up. It's just good. And then it goes back into the sort of more kind of typical sounding boss music, but it's really good music to play a boss to, I think, you know?
Keep it playing.
Hey, Brett.
What?
Hey, Brett.
What?
Are you having a good time. We're having fun.
Yeah, well, this music is making it fun between us, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm having a blast.
What?
I'm having a blast. Want to have lunch after this?
What?
You want to have lunch after this?
Are you treating?
What's that?
Is it your treat?
Yeah, I know a place right up the street. They make pretty good burgers.
It sounds like a deal.
Okay. Oh, by the way, here comes a fireball.
That's funny. I don't know, that's a good song, man. I really like that song. I like how it just changes all of a sudden too. Or just becomes this. It becomes all of a sudden. It sounds like you're winning all of a sudden. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, double dosage of Hiroki Kukuta.
I am going to play something from the Streets of Rage. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This is a Yuzo Koshiro game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to play the final boss music, which is called Big Boss. And the big boss in Streets of Rage is, of course, Mr. X. So the big boss music kind of sounds like the other boss music, but with a little something extra. Because it is, after all, the big boss. So from Yuzo Koshiro, Streets of Rage. I can do that too.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage, Big Boss. It's final boss music for Mr. X from the game Streets of Rage, soundtrack by Yuzo Koshiro.
That is funny that there's that voice in there.
That's very 90s. Very 90s CNC Music Factory style.
Well, this whole soundtrack is just like sounds like a dance music from the early 90s, you know? Well, that's what he did. You know, he went to clubs. He specifically went to clubs to when he was making the soundtrack, and he went once a week to a club to get a feel for the music and stuff. Yeah,
the Streets of Rage, more like the Clubs of Rage.
Right. There's actually a club called Rage in West Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's located in the heart of Boytown.
Oh. Okay.
There's probably some big bosses there. Real big bosses. All right, I'm going to play something new to the show. A game new to the show. By the way, all the tracks I've played on my end, I've beat, and on your end, I beat, you know, Castlevania 4. This game I have not beaten. I do own it though.
I beat Streets of Rage, by the way.
Okay, yeah, and you beat Midnight Resistance, yes. Also, yeah. This is called Marchin' Adventure Cotton 100%.
Marchin' Adventure or Martian Adventure?
Yeah, I guess, well, Marchin'.
It's a play on words.
No. It has nothing to do with aliens.
Oh.
But Marchin's the name of, I think, the character or something like that. But
okay.
I just call this game Cotton 100%. I think that's kind of the main title for it. And I saw clips of this game on the internet, and graphically, I just thought, ooh, this looks neat. This looks like a good game. And actually, okay, this is the story on it. So I went out to Okinawa, right?
Okay.
This is before I made the trip to Tokyo. And okay. No. I wasn't in Okinawa yet. I was near Mount Fuji, right? This was actually the game that was top on my list because I thought it looked really cool from the clips. And I searched all over this small town called, it's right next to Mount Fuji. It's called Gotemba. Gotemba, that's what it was
called.
Gotemba. And I just aimlessly was wandering around this. It was a small town. I was aimlessly wandering around looking for used games.
Okay.
And I was just going into just places that looked like there was junk, and I was asking. I just would go in there and say, Famicom, or I'd say Nintendo, Super Famicom. And finally, I went into this one place, and this guy told me to kind of, I don't know, like he sort of, you know, not speaking English, sort of told me to go over to this one area. And just kind of through body language and stuff, he kind of told me to go over to this one area, and he told me to go to a place called, Gayo. And I went to Gayo, and there was a big boss there. And no, just kidding. I went to Gayo, and there was a, I looked out, I saw the sign, and it said Geo. It was G-E-A-O. G-E-O, and which he was pronouncing as Gayo, right?
Right.
And so I went in there, and I'd spent all this time looking for a game. I didn't think I was going to find anything. I went in there, and there was tons of used games. This is when I first got to Japan, so I hadn't found anything yet. I hadn't gone searching yet. And I found a ton of used games for Famicom and Super Famicom, and I just was like, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. And the second game I looked at, and keep in mind, this is the first on my list to get, was Cotton 100%. I turn over, I should have told this story while the music was playing, but I turn over this, I look at one cartridge, I get to the next cartridge in back of it, and boom, Cotton 100%.
Wow.
And it was there for $5. And another was so excited. I was really excited about finding it so quickly. And because it wasn't that easy finding the other games I was looking for, you know? So anyway, this game ended up being one of my least favorite of the ones I bought, actually. It didn't live up to my expectation at all. And that's why I haven't beaten it, is I just haven't been inclined to really play this game all the way through, you know?
Okay.
And the music isn't really great, but this is some boss music. I was trying to decide if I should play the mini boss music or if I should do actually this is called Big Boss Battle, actually.
Yeah.
If I should play the sort of level boss, but I think I'm gonna play the mini boss battle.
Okay.
Mini boss music. And so this is music composed by Kenichi Hirata, and it is from March and Adventure Cotton 100%. This is Mini Boss Battle for the Super Famicom. This is music from Cotton 100% Mini Boss Battle, music by Kenichi Hirata. And I haven't beaten this game, but I haven't been too inclined to finish it, though, is the thing. I've gotten, I don't know, maybe halfway through it or something.
I saw Freddy, and I get the words out. Freddy, what do you think my next track is?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Drop Dead Fred, I mean. Drop Dead Fred.
Right Said Fred.
Right Said... No, I thought you were going to play Right Said Fred.
I'm too sexy for this game. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
They should have done that. They should have made a video game based on Right Said Fred called I'm Too Sexy for This Game. That would have been so funny.
It would have been very simple. I mean, he jumps on people, or he just says, "I'm too sexy for this. I'm too sexy for that."
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
just goes shopping. You just have to get the right clothing, but you have to get the right mesh shirts, see-through mesh shirts, or I don't know. You have to, yeah. Someone stole all your mesh shirts, and you have to get them back.
Well, this is. I mean, I guess it could be a sexy track. Not too sexy, though. It's Freddy boss music. It's boss music from the game Nightmare on Elm Street for the NES. And it's the final boss, Freddy, because Freddy is the final boss. So, hey, I don't have a composer for this. But here is Nightmare on Elm Street.
I think it's actually David Wise, actually.
Oh, it's David Wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another David Wise track.
Yeah. Double dosage of David Wise.
A wise choice. Final boss music. Nightmare on Elm Street. So, it's very simple.
Yeah. Sounds like breathing or something in there, right?
Oh, I didn't even really think that's what the breathing was.
Maybe.
You know, Freddy looked kind of, he's wearing like a cowboy hat, kind of. Doesn't really look like his Freddy hat in the game.
Huh.
Looks more like a cowboy hat. And the main character always seems to be smiling.
Maybe he's happy that he beat Freddy.
Oh. No, that could be it, too. That could be it. Okay, well.
Okay, now here's a track from Bonk's Adventure.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of this. This
is a TurboGrafx-16.
Right.
And this is an interesting track because, for me, it's an interesting track because I always hum this track to myself. You know, I played this game whenever it came out in 1990 or whatever, you know, and I'd always hum this boss music, and I never knew what it was from, actually. I mean, I'd forgotten which game it was from.
Okay.
Or what it was from. I didn't even know if it was from a game or not, but since 1990, I'd always just hummed it to myself, this song, you know, and
right.
Or this piece. And I didn't know what it was from, and I kept on thinking to myself, is this from a video game, or what game is this from? I've thought that for the last 20 years or so, you know, or maybe not 20 years, but maybe the last 15 years or something. And then finally, I was just listening to the soundtrack to Bonk's Adventure and heard the boss music, and boom, that was it. I just couldn't believe, it's from Bonk's Adventure. That's crazy that I finally realized what this little tune I was humming to myself was. So anyway, that's kind of that makes this a special track. For me, sort of, a little bit. This is the boss music from Bonk's Adventure, and this is music composed by Tsukasa Masuko, and this is for the TurboGrafx-16. Music from Bonk's Adventure for the TurboGrafx-16. This is boss music, and this is music by Tsukasa Masuko. And I just always hum this to myself all the time, and just finally realized it was from Bonk's Adventure this whole time. You know,
very nice.
Especially the part that comes up, you know, right here. Oh, then it repeats. And more so even the part that where it, on the second time through it kind of right. goes a little long. I don't know. I always hum that to myself. It's interesting. Yeah. Interesting to finally realize that, you know, where it came from.
I am going to play something from Kirby Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
For the SNES. From the SNES. No, Kirby Superstar is for the SNES. It's a game
For the Super Nintendo.
For SNES. Yes.
Yeah. It's from the game system.
I'm going to play a track from SNES. That's what I said. No, I said for SNES.
Well, no, the game is for the SNES. The Super Nintendo.
Right, that's what I meant.
It's for the Super... The game is for the Super Nintendo. It's yes. The music is from the game.
I'm playing a music from a game for the SNES.
It was composed for the game. The music was composed for the game. But now it is from the game.
From the game for the system.
From the game for the game. It's all tomato, tomato.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not tomato, tomato.
This is a song called...
It's Tomio. Tomoyo. Tomoyo Tomita. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. He has nothing to do with this.
This is a song called, it's not. I don't really have a name, but it's Boss Battle.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Boss Battle music for Kirby Superstar. Battle, Kirby Superstar,
and this is music by Jun Ishikawa and Don Miyakawa.
Okay,
and I don't know. Do you notice any similarity between this track and a track we heard earlier today?
There is a similarity.
Which game does this remind you of? What we heard from today, if you can remember.
Hold on. Eludes me.
Especially this part right here. Well, that. This sounds to me a lot like the music from Alkahest.
That's it.
From the boss music from Alkahest.
Yeah.
And it is, in fact, the same composer. Well, assuming that Jun Ishikawa did this track for Kirby Superstar, not Don Miyakawa.
But, you know, this goes back to what we were talking about in the earlier episodes, how certain composers have styles.
Right. Yeah, and so, that's that, yeah. Anyway, that's, we've heard two pieces from certain, I mean, we've heard a lot of double dosages today. David Wise, Hiroki Kikuta, and Jun Ishikawa.
Triple composer focus.
Triple double. Let's call it triple double.
Oh, yes, triple double. Today was a good day.
All right, so up next, I'm going to play something from Rocket Knight Adventures for the Genesis, and this is music composed by Masanori Uichi, Hiroshi Kobayashi, Masanori Adachi, Akihata, and Michiru Yamane, and this is the final boss music. I beat this game. By the way, Bonk's Adventure, I don't think I beat, by the way.
Okay.
So that's the other game I didn't beat of the games I've beaten.
Yes.
I mean, I've beaten everything else I'm playing. And so this is the final boss music. And it's weird because this kind of doesn't sound like boss music. It sounds a little silly, actually. And I think that the boss music actually sounds more ominous before this. And then when you get into the final phase of the boss or whatever, it's this music, which is kind of unusual. It sounds kind of playful. And It actually kind of sounds sort of Spanish-y, actually. as you'll hear. So this is the final boss music from Rocket Knight Adventures for the Sega Genesis. This is final boss music from Rocket Knight Adventures. Music by Masanori Ouchi, Hiroshi Kobayashi, Masanori Adachi, Akihata, and Mitsuru Yamane. And like I said, it has that kind of Spanish feel to it, right?
Flamenco.
Yeah. This is one part that's so, I think, really awesome that comes up here. It just really has a cool stereo effect, and you just hear that FM synth strong right here. That part's cool. I like this part too, actually. I really like that a lot. It's just you really hear it in your if you're listening with headphones, it really just, you really hear that, you know. But it's a little bit kind of playful for final boss music, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's much sort of, some of the other boss music in this game is a lot darker, and you know, but this final boss, it kind of sounds kind of silly.
That other one you had was fun and playful.
Yeah. But this one, that game I think is playful like all the way through. This game has ominous music in it, but let's put a cool part right here. The part's so neat right there, I think. Yeah, it's cool. I like that.
Keep the music going.
I know what you're going to do.
Hola, Brent.
What?
Hola, Brent.
Hola, yeah. It's like, wait, do the voice on me, actually.
Hola, Roberto. Would you like some churros y chocolate? After we're done fighting, would you like some churros y chocolate?
That sounds fantastic. Spanish boss?
Arriba. Simón ese.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Let's see. My final track is going to be from Fester's Quest.
I actually have beat this game.
Okay.
But I can't remember if I beat it only with Game Genie and if I didn't beat it legitimately. I can't remember, but I know that legitimately I definitely got very close to the end, but I can't remember actually. But I played a lot this game a lot, and I can't remember. But okay. I've gotten very far through it without Game Genie, if anything.
This is boss music.
Uh-huh.
And the game is, of course, for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Sunsoft title.
Yes. There was a series of Addams Family games, weren't there? At least two or three? At least two.
Probably. I think there was Addams Family, Addams Family Values, maybe. I don't know.
And there was Fester's Quest.
I think. I don't know.
I have not beat this game. I don't even remember playing it. I do remember it coming out, but
this game gets a lot of flack. I actually think it's a kind of a cool game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, here's boss music. Boss Music from Fester's Quest for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Do you notice the sort of drum solo at the end?
Yes.
It's kind of a solo. Here it comes. Drum solo.
Well, you know, percussions plays a big part in boss music.
Right.
Very big part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to play something from Sunset Riders for the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
And this is music originally composed by Motoaki Furukawa, Naohisa Murata. Just those two. Originally composed by them, but arranged for the Genesis by Masahiro Ikariko and Hideto Inoue. Okay. And this is the final boss music. It's called the Great The Great Petal, or Petal, you know. Like petal, rose petal.
Yes. Yeah.
The Great Petal. And Sir Richard Rose, that's the character who's the final boss. And I did beat this game, but I didn't play it on Genesis. I played it in the arcade, and I beat it on arcade.
Okay.
So I just kept on, you know, continuing. That's how I beat it.
Ah.
So, but this is the Genesis version, and Sunset Riders, The Great Petal, Sir Richard Rose. Music from Sunset Riders for the Sega Genesis. This is The Great Petal, Sir Richard Rose. Music composed by Motoaki Furukawa, Naohisa Murata, and arranged for the Genesis by Masahiro Ikariko and Hideto Inoue. I really like this part of the song right here a lot. There's a good stereo effect on it too, right here. Just sounds so cool to me, I think, you know? Something, I don't know, there's a quality about it that just kind of sounds 80s to me, actually.
Okay.
Another kind of Spanishy sounding piece as well. Yeah, I really like this part a lot right here. Well, that brings us to the end of our show.
Okay.
This is our little focus on boss music. And for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And for if you want to contact us, you can reach us at legacymusichour@gmail.com, or you can call us.
281-SONIC-91.
And leave a message.
Or visit our website, legacymusichour.com. Did you say that?
Yeah. Well, I said track listing, so you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And also, if anybody wants to donate Earthbound, I know that has nothing to do with it. I just thought I'd mention it. I gotta mention it every now and then. If anyone wants to donate Earthbound,
hey, more importantly, if anyone wants to donate microphones, hey, we're all
Yeah. We need microphones too. We should just put a donate button on the thing. Someone suggested we put a donate button. We should do that.
Okay. Whatever. Let's do that.
We do need, I guess, we don't really need a couple. We're going to double up. When we record the next episode, we're going to double up on microphones, duop style.
Right.
We're going to leave. Oh, what's next? Next week's episode is going to be probably snow level music.
Yes.
You know, snow level or snow and ice levels, they always have a particular kind of sound, I think. And so we're going to explore that sound on
By the
next
way,
week's episode.
I'm looking at the picture on our website for the last episode.
Yeah.
I'm really brown. I got even more tanned, I think.
Oh, I know. You're a dark boy. Right.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to get stay out of the sun.
You're darker than the men on the album cover.
Yes, yes.
I think. Are you?
I don't know. Looks like it. It could be the lining, but.
Yeah, yeah. So what are we talking about here? Because that's next week's episode. It's going to be snow level. Yeah, I think it's going to be snow level. And then, hopefully then I think after that, we're going to have the other one re-recorded, the funny episode, and have that come out after that. And then, and that's it. We're going to leave you with a track from Contra, closing out with a classic. This is Boss Music from Contra.
Good.
And it's music by originally composed by Kazuki Muraoka, but arranged for the Nintendo by Hidenori Mawazawa. And that's that. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the show is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.